Good evening, everyone. Today I am going to telling you a story, Golu Grows a Nose. Long, long ago, the elephant had no trunk. He had only a bulgy nose as big as a boot. He could wiggle it from side to side but could not pick up things with it. There was a baby elephant called Golu. He too had no trunk but only a bulgy nose. As small as a small boot, Golu was full of questions. He asked his tall aunt, the ostrich, "Why don't you ever fly like other birds?" Then he asked his tall uncle, the giraffe, "What makes your skin so spotty?" He asked his huge uncle, the hippopotamus, "Why are your eyes always so red?" He asked his fairy uncle, the bamboo, "Why do melons taste like melons?" The ostrich, the giraffe, the hippopotamus and the bamboo had no answer to the Golu's questions. "Golu is a naughty baby," they said. "He asked such full difficult questions." One day, Golu met the manna bird sitting in the middle of a bush and asked her, "What does the crocodile have for dinner?" The manna said, "Go to the banks of the great grassy Limpopo River and find out." Golu went home. He took 100 sugar canes, 50 dozen bananas and 25 melons. Then he said to his family, "Goodbye, I am going to the great grassy Limpopo River. I will find out what the crocodile has for dinner." He had never seen a crocodile and did not know what one looked like. He met a python and asked him, "Have you ever seen a crocodile? What does he look like? What does he have for dinner?" The python uncoiled himself from the branch of the tree but said nothing. Golu polite helped him to coil around the branch again and said goodbye. Golu moved on eating sugarcane, banana and melons. After a few times, he reached the very edge of the great grassy Limpopo River. On the bank of the river, he saw a log of wood. "It was really the crocodile who winked at him." "Excuse me," said Golu, "have you ever seen a crocodile?" The crocodile wrinkled again and lifted his half tail out from the mud. "Come here, little one," said the crocodile. "Why do you ask such questions?" "I want to know." "Come close, little one, for I am the crocodile." And he shed crocodile tears to show it was quite true. Golu was afraid, but he sat down on the bank and said, "You are the very person I was looking for. Please tell me what you have for dinner. Come here, little one, and I will whisper the answer to you," said the crocodile. Golu put his head down close to crocodile's snout and the crocodile caught him by the nose. "I think," said the crocodile, "today a baby elephant will be my dinner." "Let me go, you are hurting me, Mr. Crocodile," screamed Golu. Said Golu, the python, who had been quietly following Golu, come to the bank and said, "If you do not pull as hard as you can, the crocodile will drag you into the stream." Golu sat back on his little and pulled and pulled. The Golu slipped into the river water, making it all creamy with great sweepies of his tail, and he also pulled and pulled. Then the python coiled himself round Golu's stomach and said, "Let's pull harder." Golu dug in all his four legs in the mud and pulled. The nose kept on stretching. At each pull, the nose grew longer and longer and hard. Golu, the nose was now 5 feet long, but it was free at last. Golu sat down with his nose wrapped up in a banana leaf. Golu sat there for few days waiting for his nose to cool and to shrink. It grew cool, but it did not shrink. At the end of the second day, a fly came and stung Golu on the shoulder. Golu lifted his long nose, or we can say trunk, and with it hit the dead fly was dead. Advantage number one, the python said, "He's the python. You could not have done it with a small nose. Try and eat a little now." Golu put out his trunk and plucked a large banana off the tree. Advantage number two, "He's the python. You could not have done it with a small nose. Don't you think the sun is too hot now?" Golu scooped up some mud from the bank of the river, it on his head. Advantage number three, "He's the python. You could not have done it with a small nose." "Thank you, Mr. Python," said Golu gratefully. "I will remember all these, and now I will go back to my family."